Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
I'm Brian Atkinson.
I'm Amanda Vallet.
And I'm C-Dub.
And this is Creativity Wasted. So I love the idea of tiny houses.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've had a few ideas on the podcast over the years, and it sort of evolved into what I think would be cool. This doesn't exist, but I would definitely do it if it existed, would be like a tiny house that's almost empty. Maybe you have some decorations on the walls or something, and all of your stuff, knock everything over, and all of your stuff is wheeled in and out of the tiny house by robots.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the idea would be you have the same amount of stuff as if you had a normal house, but you wheel in and out the stuff.
Okay.
I saw these little like Roomba-sized factory robots that Amazon uses on 60 Minutes. I thought you could just put your shit on top of those and then wheel it in and out. And each neighborhood would have like a warehouse to store everybody's stuff.
Okay.
And they could also, you could like take out your dirty laundry and the warehouse would clean the laundry and bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So it'd have a bunch of services like that. So it'd be a tiny house where a Roomba wheels in and out a large chunk of your stuff. That was the old idea.
Yep.
And so recently, I actually moved in with my sister over near Grand Rapids now. Before, I was living most of the time over in my apartment in Plymouth. And so I'm trying to cram all my shit in this house, in this spare room. And I had an idea that crossed my head. I was looking at where to put stuff in the garage, and I thought it'd be cool if you could have like hangers in the rafters in the garage that would like come down and you could put your clothes on it and make it go back up so you could use that space. And then I thought, what about like for my tiny house idea, what if you just like design the house so everything was on hangers? That's the idea. So it would be like similar to before. It'd be a tiny house with not much stuff in it, and you'd have like hangers, and you could like, instead of having a dresser, you could have like the clothes on the hanger, or like a dresser, mini dresser, a shoe thing on a hanger. And instead of like a bed, you could have like a hammock on the hanger, or like one of those
everything
hanging tent.
Is everything like in the ceiling and it just comes down?
Well, I thought you could do different things for that. You could have like robots that could like somehow, I haven't decided how, but move things around side to side from hanger to hanger, up and down.
Mm-hmm.
You could have different ways of doing it.
Yeah. So if you've ever seen a dry cleaner and the way that they have their clothes all on a hanger, in a bag, on a rack that's motorized, so you are advancing this and all the stuff is going past you, going past you, going past you, and like, ah, there's the thing I'm looking for. You stop it, and there you are, and it's hanging there, and you use it, and you do whatever you need, and then you punch up the code for the next thing you want, and it goes, and then it stops at the thing you want to use, and there it is. So it's all on a rack, and it's all got like a number assigned to it.
Sounds like Peabody's Playhouse or something, you know?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Like, around and moving around. Yeah.
Yep.
Coming up out of
secret. And then I thought that the missing piece is that if you think of like what is a power line, it's basically kind of like a hanger.
Sure.
So what if you could have these robots like take things like in and out of the house, even like on like a hanger system that goes like up onto the power lines or onto like a more solid power line and like down through the neighborhood, like to some storage thing or to like shipping grid. So it's like, it's kind of like my Roomba idea where the Roombas would take things in and out of the house. Yep. But instead of having those things like filling up the sidewalk, people being able to steal your shit because it's low to the ground, as the robots are wheeling it out, it's way up high, safe from like package thieves and stuff, like just going down the neighborhood like your dirty shirt that needs to be washed. It just goes.
And then eventually it comes back all clean and everything.
All clean.
Yeah.
So, assuming a bird doesn't shit on it on the way.
Yeah.
So would everybody send like a hanger? If you wanted to pick up your mail, would you just, everybody sends a hanger down to the post office?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you're missing an opportunity because you have all the hangers and the rack of hangers and everything's going by, but then you also have tubes. So, like, you go to the bank teller and you put your stuff in the little container. It goes, and so you've got all different things with different delivery methods. So you got to know what you're getting and how it gets to you, and then you got to order it through the device. So,
could I get my small dog delivered back from dog daycare that way?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, in the tube,
I got a Pomeranian because he fits in the tube.
Yeah, there you go. another idea
that's
on this.
The problem with the tube is it's small.
Yeah.
I like the hanger thing better. Yeah. Maybe you could put power lines in like cable lines in the hanger.
Mm-hmm. Check
whatever.
Check the way that the Arizona Cardinals football stadium works, because they're out in the desert and it's a dome stadium, but they have real grass and the entire football field is on rail line, you know, like rails. And so it rolls out of the stadium, gets sun, gets rain, you know, not rain so much, but they water it, they do all the stuff to it, and then it comes back in. They play on it, they replace it out there, they bring it back in. So you're in.
Do they swap it with like a hockey?
They could. I don't think that they do, but they could. They could put anything on there, and so you could not only have the Roomba thing, the Roomba's moving smaller things. But your tiny house could be suspended on your hangers, but the floor moves, bringing you entire different room setups for a single space. Say, oh, I want my living room now, and the whole living room rolls in to the space you're in. And you watch your TV, you do whatever, you have a little party. You say, okay, it's time for bed, and the living room rolls out, and the bedroom rolls in.
So you're not moving. You're just like stationary.
Right. You are stationary and everything else is moving around you.
You just order your setting
from
the fucking the racks.
And then the racks are bringing in all the accoutrement that go in it. There from everything.
Yeah.
Everything from clothes to a tiny dog.
I'm a dog right now.
I thought this was all supposed to be funny, but I'm feeling like we ought to move on this.
Straight up. Yeah, we got to make some plays happen. Let's get some capital. Let's fucking do it.
I've got like $8 on me right now.
Worse than you. I got $5 or some shit.
I just bought a car. I have no money.
I just got back surgery, so all of my bills are coming.
I haven't.
It's all right. We have to start somewhere. That's all.
Yeah. So we've all decided none of us are going to be the ventured capitalist.
No.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, I had a couple of other ideas for that, too. One of them was, I think if you were to compare the toes of modern man versus the toes of caveman, I bet we have mangled-ass gross toes because we live in houses where we can stub our toes on things. I think a caveman or whatever, you don't typically like stub your toes on a tree or whatever. Like if we lived in nature like we were intended, we wouldn't be stubbing our toes and getting mangled ass toes.
Oh, right.
But if everything is on hangers,
Right, we wouldn't have banged up shins from the coffee table.
Yeah. I literally have something I ran into from just being bad at walking.
But, you know, the first time you have, like, your refrigerator fall off one of those hangers on
your foot,
you know, you wish you had just stubbed toes.
Yeah.
Well, you could have, like, a bunch of little mini fridges or, like, it could be, like, I just ordered, like, Factor Keto stuff that hasn't come in the mail yet. It comes in, like, some sort of insulated package, just, like, the fridge isn't even in the tiny house. The fridge is nearby in a neighborhood storage thing. And so it brings the thing that you want from the fridge to you in like a thing that's not going to kill your feet if it lands on you.
Yeah.
Well, or cast iron boots, you know?
There you go.
Anything that that tiny dog can't bring you.
Which is everything, because they're useless.
I'm trying to think of what the sound that a Pomeranian makes, you know, racing through one of those pneumatic tubes.
Oh, it runs. Yeah. Like, you don't put it in a tube. You just throw the dog in and it scurries down like a gerbil.
Oh, I thought it was all. I thought it actually shot it.
That's, you know, what, like, I was thinking.
One of the bank tubes, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you want to really lubricate that thing before you push the button.
The tube or the Pomeranian?
That's what she...
Yeah.
And then another thing about my everything on hangers system is that I like to sit in front of heat vents. I don't know
who does
that's just no, a
I
me feel, thing.
I love that. With a good blanket, yeah. Just capture all the fucking heat. Take
good
it.
Time.
Smell it. Just smell them.
But for a while, I got in the habit of, like, falling asleep, like, on the floor in front of a heat vent. I would, like, when I actually owned a house, and this is stupid because I'm paying the heat bill, but I would just let it get down to, like, 50 degrees, like, when I was at work, and then I'd get home and I'd crank it up to 70, and I'd just sit on the heat vent for, like, 4 hours and fall asleep there. One day I woke up and I was laying on a bunch of tiny little ants. And I because I had, like, eaten there or whatever.
I'll say, was, were like, you snacking on the vent too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had a bunch of tiny ropes and they were looping them over you and tying you down. And
it made me think, like, what is the purpose of a bed? And, like, why do people judge people who have a mattress on the floor? I think the only reason that beds exist, really, is to get people up off of the ground and away from bugs. Like, people don't consciously know that, but they subconsciously know that.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with beds is that the legs of the beds are still on the ground, so the bugs can get up on the climb up the legs.
I was going to say, you have not spent enough time sleeping in Super 8s.
There you go. Any hotel with a number in the name is going to introduce you to some type of bug.
Absolutely.
But if you have a hanging bed that's not even, nothing of it is touching the ground,
yeah.
I think you'd have less bugs in your bed.
Yeah,
What about the ceiling bugs pushing me down from the ceiling?
The mosquitoes?
The 8 Mile Motel is a nice one, too, actually.
The which one?
The 8 Mile Motel. That's a pretty nice one. You can rent by the hour there.
Okay. Yeah,
that's the sign of a classy establishment right there. If I can run by the hour,
you have those coin vibrating machines.
For an enhanced experience,
a heart-shaped jacuzzi.
Classy.
Mm-hmm.
Someone told me a story once. This is just totally unrelated to my idea, but,
good.
But there used to be a strip club in Detroit in somebody's house.
All right.
I think there is a strip club in everyone's house at some point.
Yeah,
but it was like a real strip club, but it was in somebody's house.
Okay. You know, I'm going to bed in about 45 minutes. There's going to be a strip club in my house.
But it was sort of like under-the-table, like, illegal business that ran for 10 years.
Okay.
Oh, like a speakeasy strip club.
Yeah.
I don't know if that still exists, but I thought it. I heard about it like in the early 2000s or something.
Are they still going?
Got questions.
I don't know. Not since I've been a comic, because I'm sure I would have heard about it, but at least some comic.
Oh, yeah.
That would be.
Have you had anyone come on the show with a genuinely great idea yet? That was like,
how dare you, first of all? How dare you? You heard mine. How dare you?
I don't know. I mean, Shane Dials came on. Some people come on with ideas of stuff they're already doing. His idea was to rent out movie theaters and do comedy shows in them before the movie.
Oh, yeah.
He did the pre-COVID over by Detroit. And the last one I think he did was Fantastic Beasts, the Harry Potter sequel, the first Fantastic Beasts. So it would have been like 2019 or something. Sure, yeah, there's been a lot of like little things. So, one guy had the idea for, he called it Just In Case Pillowcase. So if you have a kid who's going off into college, you give him a pillowcase that has a condom in it. One guy had an idea for a book, and I actually wanted to do this. I asked him if we could do it together. It was a book about, similar to that book, Get the Fuck to Sleep. Mm-hmm. Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah.
It's like a silly
edgy,
book.
For
like,
edgy children's book that parents can read. And
yeah.
But it was for, what?
All the hipster parents get that book. They're just swearing at their kids and to get them to go to bed.
It's very popular.
Yeah, it was like a silly book, but it was to give to your friend mm-hmm. who's upset that you have a kid and you're not spending as much time with them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So mm-hmm. it was like, what did he call it? Oh, man, it was a funny title, but it was like...
Why I Hate Your Children.
It was like telling them to like, move on, like you're not the center of the universe. I have other priorities in my life.
Damn.
I can't go party with you every night. But it was done in like a funny way.
Got it.
Sounds like a good way to make your kid a nihilist a little bit. Like you don't really...
But it wasn't for the kid. It was for your friend who isn't handling it well that you are becoming a parent.
Your non-parent and... friend who's like, you never come out to the bar. And you're like, this
is... Yeah, yeah.
Read this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's one that always stuck in my head as a good idea. Mm-hmm. And I actually asked him to... I even designed a cover for it with his photo in it, but he didn't want to do it. But yeah, I think that I covered the gist of my idea. Floods wouldn't matter as much.
Sure.
Pets wouldn't chew up your shoes and things on the ground. Everything would be on hangers.
Mm-hmm. It'd be cool mm-hmm. for depressed people, because when I'm super depressed, I just stay in my bed for days. So it'd be nice to see some scenery change in the one incarnation. Yeah. Stuff was, or just to have stuff delivered. It's nice.
Yeah. In the background, you'd have Strange Fruit playing at all times. The old Billie Holiday song.
Well, I already do.
Is that a depressed person thing?
Oh, no. It's a song about a lynching. That there's a strange fruit hanging from the trees. It's an amazing piece of music, but at the same time, it's not where you were going with your hangers.
No, and I'm second guessing that I sort of laughed when you first mentioned it, not knowing what it was.
I laughed knowing what it was, so I'm a piece of shit. Yeah.
I didn't get the reference.
It's just like a really like, like it's just a very languid, kind of depressive sounding. I don't know.
Is it a Christmas song?
No.
Christmas.
No, it's just an anti-racist song from like the 50s. All right,
then.
Well, now that you've destroyed the mood.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
Any shows or anything you guys want to plug?
I've got the... whole month of January off because I'm recovering from back surgery, but I go back to it February of opening for Adam Minnick. He's an Ohio-based comic, and I'm doing shows in Holland and then central Indiana and then northwest Ohio, kind of different weekends opening for him.
A week from Wednesday is the Detroit to LA finals at Ridley's.
Very fun.
Oh, you're in that? Awesome.
Yeah. So, want to get there.
February 17th, Bob Fredericks is having a show in Kalamazoo about, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like, because it's going to be around Valentine's Day. So it's like shitty relationship mm-hmm. stories. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah. That's what we're doing down in Kokomo, Indiana on the 17th.
Okay, cool. So I get to tell my worst. I have to figure out what disaster to go on about, but it'll be fun.
Excellent.
I'll be at River City Saloon, I guess, this fucking Wednesday. Not tomorrow, but next day.
Like the 10th?
Yeah.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Ant Podcast, powered by Pinecast.